Welcome back. Today we're doing an advanced Raga Jungle Raga cut workflow in Ableton Live 12, the kind of vocal chop that hits like a drum, dives in pitch like tape, stutters on command, and throws just enough dub space to feel like a proper selector moment. The goal isn't just chop a vocal. The goal is to build a playable Raga cut instrument, and then arrange it like a jungle record. Tease, build, statement, turnaround. Tight, aggressive, rhythm first. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic pocket, 165 to 175. I'm going to sit at 170 because it makes the grid feel like home for jungle. Keep global groove subtle or off for now. You want the vocal to be militant, and you can add swing later in very specific places. Create a few tracks, one for your breaks, one for sub or bass, and then your main Raga cut track. If you want the secret sauce later, add a second Raga cut track for parallel crunch, and then set up two return tracks, a short room and a dub echo. On the short room return, drop hybrid reverb. Use a room algorithm, short decay, something like half a second. Add a touch of pre-delay so it doesn't smear the consonants, and roll off the top end with a high cut so it sits behind the vocal instead of glittering on top. On the dub echo return, use echo in sync mode. Pick a timing like 8th note dotted or quarter note, and don't overdo feedback. Filter it hard. High pass so it doesn't dump mud into the low mids, and low pass so it feels like a real dub send, not a bright pop delay. If you want, add a saturator after echo with soft clip so the repeats get a bit of attitude. Now let's choose the vocal. Look for a phrase that has strong consonants and clear rhythm. Classic words work because they're basically percussion already. Murderer, selecta, Rudaboy, Soundboy, drag it into live. Warping matters a lot here, because a Raga cut that flams against the break instantly feels amateur. Turn warp on, and for rhythmic spoken vocals, choose beats mode. Preserve transients. Keep the envelope low so you don't smear the attack. If it's more melodic singing, you can try Complex Pro, but be careful. It can chew up consonants, and consonants are the whole game in Raga cuts. Set the clip start so 1.1.1 lands exactly on the beginning of the phrase. And here's a teacher tip. If the vocal is messy, don't fight it slice by slice yet. Find the first clean transient and use warp from here straight, then manually correct any drift. You're building a stable foundation. Once it's tight, we slice like a jungle editor. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, and use the built-in simpler slicing preset. Live will create a drum rack, where each slice lives on its own pad inside a simpler. Now, don't fall into the trap of perfecting every slice. Instead, curate. Chop selection is 80% of the vibe. Pick a performance set of about 6 to 10 pads that you'll actually play. One full phrase, a one-syllable stab, at least one hard consonant slice like a K or T sound, maybe a breath or noise slice, an ending tail, and a vowel-heavy slice that takes pitching well. Then ignore the rest, or move them out of the way. Fewer pads equals tighter muscle memory, and tighter muscle memory equals more convincing selector phrasing. Go into the key pads and clean them. Put simpler in one-shot mode. Turn snap on. Set the start right on the consonant. Add a tiny fade-in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Fade-out depends on the tail, but keep it controlled. And another pro move. Use choke groups in drum racks so related slices cut each other off. This prevents messy stacking and makes the vocal behave like old-school hardware sampling. Now we build the signature Raga cut motion. Take the drum rack and group it into an instrument rack so we can create macros. Make macros for pitch dive, stutter, filter, space, crunch, and ducking. For pitch dive, the most reliable approach is per pad, at least on your main pads. Inside simpler, enable the pitch envelope and set it to a fast dive. Think minus 12 to minus 36 semitones depending on how extreme you want it. Attack at 0, decay somewhere like 60 to 180 milliseconds, sustain at 0. Map that pitch envelope amount to your pitch dive macro for the pads you care about. Why per pad? Because not every chop should behave the same. One word might dive hard like a tape stop, another might barely bend. That variation is part of what makes it sound like a real edited performance instead of a plugin preset. Next, stutter. There are two pro methods, and you should use both for different jobs. Method A is beat repeat after the instrument rack on your main Raga track. Set the interval to 1 bar so it only really matters when you activate it. Choose a grid like 1/16th or 1/32nd for the frantic stuff. Keep variation at 0, chance at 0 because we're not gambling here, we're arranging. Set mix to 0 normally, then map the mix to your stutter macro. And here's the performance mindset. You don't leave stutter on. You spike it. 10 to 30% for micro stutters, 50 to 100 for a full tear out moment. Use it like punctuation. Method B is MIDI retriggering. Duplicate your MIDI clip and literally draw in the repeats, 1/16th or 1/32nd notes for a beat. This is the grid perfect jungle editor approach. It's cleaner than beat repeat when you need absolute timing, especially around snares. Now tone shaping, because a raga cut lives in the midrange and it cannot step on the snare. After the rack, start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Don't negotiate with low end here, your bass owns it. If the vocal gets harsh, dip somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5k. If it needs presence and intelligibility, a gentle wide lift around 1 to 2k can do a lot. Then add saturator, 2 to 8 dB of drive, soft clip on. You're not just making it louder, you're making it read on small speakers and cut through a dense break. After that, auto filter. Map the filter frequency to your filter macro. Use a steep low pass for dramatic sweeps or a gentler high pass for that radio cut vibe. Keep resonance under control. And this is a big one. Macro ranges matter more than macro count. Don't map the full ugly range. Constrain it so every knob position is usable. If you want extra edge without destroying intelligibility, try frequency shifter very subtly. A little ring mod or tiny frequency shift, mixed in at 5 to 15%, can add grime and tension. Keep it subtle. If you notice it as an effect, you probably went too far. Now space. Jungle is tight and dubby, not washed out. Use sends, don't drown the insert chain. Give the short room a little send just to glue it into the track. For dub echo, automate throws at the ends of phrases. That last word gets launched into space move is classic for a reason. And here's a control trick. Put a gate after the echo on the return. Set it so only the louder echoes open the gate. Suddenly your delay feels punchy and intentional instead of smeared and constant. Next, we make it sit in the drop with ducking that respects the break. Put a compressor on the raga cut track and sidechain it from your breaks track. Aim the sidechain source so the snare energy is driving it. Use a ratio like 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds so the raga transient still speaks. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds so it breathes with a groove. You're not trying to pump the whole vocal. Just get 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on big moments, so the snare stays king. Map threshold to your duck macro if you want performance control. Now the secret sauce. Parallel crunch. Duplicate the raga track. On the parallel, band limit it so it's basically mid-range only. High pass around 250 to 400, low pass around 6 to 8k. Then hit it with overdrive, targeting the 1 to 2.5k area. Follow it with drum bus for extra attitude, but keep boom off because we're not adding low end. Blend that parallel track underneath until it feels dangerous but still readable. That's the line. Dangerous, not destroyed. Optional advanced discipline. Keep the main vocal mostly mono and centered, and let the parallel crunch carry any width. This keeps the word readable on big systems while the dirt spreads out and feels larger than life. Okay, now arrangement. Because even the best rack won't save you if you paste chops randomly. Here's a reliable 32-bar plan. Bars 1 through 8. Intro, DJ friendly. Keep breaks filtered or thinner. Use one raga chop every 2 bars. Minimal stutter, low space. Tease the main phrase once so the listener knows what's coming, but don't give away the whole trick yet. Bars 9 through 16. Build tension. Increase density to about 1 hit per bar. Add a pitch dive on the last hit of bar 16. And throw a dub echo on the final word. Think of it as pointing a laser at the drop. Bars 17 through 24. The drop statement. Use call and response. Bar 17. Big clean phrase, no stutter. Bar 18. A one beat stutter at 1/16. Bar 19. Short accents on off beats. Bar 20. Silence. Yes, silence. Let the drums and bass talk for a bar. Then repeat that idea with variation. Maybe opening the filter slightly higher on the second cycle. Bars 25 through 32. Turnaround and rinse. Make the cut more percussive. Use shorter syllables. Increase ducking so it ticks around the snare instead of flattening it. In the final 2 bars, big echo throw plus a high pass sweep. Then drop it out to set up the next section. A placement rule that works over and over. Put the strongest cut either right on bar 17 beat 1, or 1 beat before the drop on bar 16 beat 4. That's your selector reload energy point. Now the classic jungle workflow step that levels everything up. Resampling. Create a new audio track called Raga Cut Print. Set its input to resampling and record 8 to 16 bars of you performing the macros and throwing sends. Don't overthink it. perform it like an instrument. Then edit the audio brutally. Consolidate. Chop out breaths. Add tiny reverse tails into big hits. Create one-bar weapons you can reuse. A stutter burst. A pitch dive into echo. A reverse pickup. A hard mute bar. Label them clearly. Reusing a few signature weapons is how classic records build identity. A couple coach notes to lock it in. Treat timing like drums, not vocals. After slicing, nudge certain hits a few milliseconds earlier or later. Consonants often feel better slightly early. Vowels can feel better slightly late. You can do it with note position or track delay if you're committing to a pad's behavior. Velocity is your hidden macro. Inside those key simplers, make velocity to volume meaningful so you can ghost little taps between main hits. It reads like human chatter without turning into clutter.